Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Diane Callahan, your host of The Lighthearted Life, and our topic today is reconnecting to our purest self. I am so completely excited to be having my guest back for a second time on the show. Our guest today is author and psychic medium, the beloved Bill Phillips. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
I am so excited to talk about your most recent release book. It's everyone listening, this is his third book, and it's called Soul Searching. And real quick, I'm just going to tell you what it's about. On the back cover, because I wish you could have it in your hand right now, everyone, it says, reclaiming our destiny and moving forward requires finding our higher self, the innocent, virtuous, vulnerable child within us. Our spirit self is always in contact with that child who wants us to be more imaginative, intuitive, honest, and open to receiving love, no matter what indoctrinations and toxic environments we have experienced. In Soul Searching, beloved psychic medium Bill Phillips shows how to reconnect to that spiritual nature we had as children and why those gifts we entered this life with are so important. So, Bill, as I mentioned right before the show, this book, I finished reading it. It is already highlighted, written in, dog-eared. It's life-changing. It's a life-changing book for me, and I think for many people who are going to be reading it. So I'm curious. I'd like to start off by asking, what was your intention in writing this book? What was your hope for your readers?
Well, first I want to say thank you so much for that beautiful feedback. I'm so honored to hear that. And you know, my intention for Soul Searching was for everyone to have a go-to guidebook to basically help them navigate the world around them right now in these times that we're in, to understand that their truest nature, you know, their connection to the other side, to spirit, to their higher self, it's all accessible by going within. And I really wanted to give everyone an opportunity through very, you know, very simple visualizations and exercises on to show them how to access that space within themselves. Because when we're in that space from within, the real version of our reality and the real version of what we're creating internally, then we kind of have this awareness about what life is all about, and the rest of the outside world kind of falls away, and we really start to see what's important around us. And so that was really my biggest intention with this book.
Well, I love what you said about having it be like your guidebook, because that's exactly how I felt reading it. I was like, I need to remember this. I need to do more of that. And the thing that I think I loved the most, or that I think will be the most helpful, is that with every chapter, you give us a way to do these things. You give us a visualization or an exercise or a meditation. And so it's not just concepts, but it's concepts, and then you give a lot of real-world examples of how they've played out for you and other people you've worked with. But it's also the how to get there, how to go deeper, how to become that person. And so I literally think that everyone should have this book and keep it with them at all times. and you know, as a coach, I work with a lot of people who are dealing with a lot of things, and we forget that we have the answers inside of ourselves. We have the wisdom inside of ourselves, and we have the peace inside of ourselves. And so here's a question for you. A number of people I work with and people I know who aren't even interested in coaching or growing or things like that, I feel like they're stuck. Many of us are stuck in the past, in negativity, in maybe a life that someone else envisioned for us and it's not our vision. So what would you tell people who are stuck in some kind of way in their life?
It's a great question, and it really goes back to our childhood. It really goes back to the programming that we took in those really informative years, 4, 5, 6, 7, those really special years where we had this very, very vivid imagination, and our imagination is sort of like the threshold for connecting with our higher self and with spirit. But somewhere along the way, we had someone tell us something. We had someone tell us that imaginary friend of yours is a part of your imagination. And so eventually we began to accept that command and accept that information. And so we've all kind of gone through this cycle of life where we've been stuck before because perhaps we're giving our power away to someone else about how we think we should be living our lives. And so really what I would encourage anyone to do who's feeling stuck right now is to really start to go within and let go of what you think you should do to serve other people as far as what they want out of your life, and to really get clear about what it is that you want out of your life. Because we're in a day and age where there's so much around us that's, with social media and just things being very fleeting around us in the world today. And that can cause a lot of anxiety. It can cause us to, go into like this comparison mode about, how we should live our lives compared to somebody else. But at the end of the day, though, your higher self, your all-knowing self, knows why you're here. And if you're able to quiet down the outside world and to quiet down the ego self, then that information, that truth, will begin to reveal itself. So the first thing I would suggest is finding something that will get you as present as possible in this moment, because when you're present, that's when your soul can speak to you directly.
I love that. I love that because there's so much noise in the world, and there's so much noise in our heads all the time.
Yes.
And we can be a little afraid, actually, of quieting that noise because we might be scared of what is or isn't there inside of us, right? What if this noble being isn't actually there inside of us?
Yeah, it's true. And that's part of being, in this human vessel, and part of this earthly ego is having to understand how to balance that part of ourselves, to kind of ascend above the 3D world and go into higher levels of consciousness. And when we're able to really ascend our vibration and go higher within ourselves, then we don't put so much emphasis or so much concern or worry on the details around us, because we are in complete trust that what's being unfolding in front of us is exactly divinely sent for us. And so that is really important information, because a lot of the times when we go through and try to make things happen or, work hard to maneuver through things, we're forgetting that we're here and we're all very magical beings of light in this time and age and space. And when we give our power to our light and we step out of the way and surrender, it's so incredible what happens in our physical reality, because then we're seeing firsthand these beautiful synchronicities that is spirit's way of showing us we are exactly where we're supposed to be, just to trust the process. So I always say, go with the flow, go with the path of least resistance, because that's the path that is divinely being set out in front of you.
I love that. I love that, the ability to trust that, there's no such thing as, being too late or too early or anything like that. We're exactly where we're meant to be. And if we can like tap into that, if we could just trust that, like you said, if we can trust that, then we can, even if you have to take a U-turn, you know, spiritual or literal, right, in your day or your life, you can trust that because it's going to take you where you need to be. I am going to take a brief break because we have sponsors who sponsor our show. And so we are going to do a sponsor thank you, which is the fun thing that I get to do. And, of course, I have it right here in front of me. We're going to take a quick moment to recognize one of our sponsors, one of our many, actually, one of our many sponsors and partners. Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner Microsoft. The Microsoft mission is to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. Microsoft believes technology is a powerful force for good, and they're working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and opportunities created by technology. Microsoft believes technology can and should be a powerful force for good, and that meaningful innovation will contribute to a brighter world in big and small ways. Thank you for your support, Microsoft, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And now back to the show, Lighthearted Life, and my guest, Bill Phillips. I'm so enjoying this conversation, and I just have to tell everyone, even if you're thinking this sounds crunchy, new age craziness, pick up the book. Take a look through it because it will help you really get real with yourself and get to know yourself and then take it to another level with understanding that there are guides, spiritual guides in the world that are helping us and are supporting us. Bill, you talk in your book about, I think what you say is like there's a spiritual web that we are part of at all times. What can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. And I was just going to say before, too, that, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions about our life is that we are separate. And there is no such thing as being separate. We're always connected. We're always one with each other. And I think that's what makes this physical experience so beautiful, too, is to have that even that human connection. But going beyond the human connection of our web, we also have a bunch of allies around us on the other side, too, that were with us from the moment that we came out into this world and that will be with us the moment that we leave this physical world as well. And they consist of different spirit guides. You know, they consist of our loved ones in spirit who at times can act as guides for us on our journey. And then we also have the ascended masters. It's all very wise, knowing souls that came here to impact the world in very big ways. And then we have angels. And angels are the highest form of vibration. They've never actually been into a physical incarnation. But their influence is very powerful, and they're absolutely around us, surrounding us, and helping us on our journey. Whether or not we feel them or not, they are always there. One thing I always tell people is, you know, if you notice things in your peripheral, like sparks of light, random little kind of winks around you, that's how you know that the angels are surrounding you, because they're very high in vibration, and they usually appear around you as like little fireworks or little sparks of light around you in your physical experience.
Oh, I love that! I'm going to be looking for my little sparks of light. So I want to ask you, so our audience is mostly female, mostly women leaders, and in your book, you talk about fear and, you know, kind of part of what a lot of leaders in general, but a lot of female leaders have to face is sort of that imposter syndrome, that fear kind of not good enough stuff. And so I'm wondering, what would you share with these strong female leaders who are having these fears and doubts? You know, you talk about shifting from the negative to the positive. Can you share, like, how to actually do that?
Absolutely. You know, our life comes down to the language that we speak to ourselves with, and that's the most important relationship that we have is with ourselves, you know. So if you can imagine, you know, having a friend come to you and explain to you all the reasons why they feel like they couldn't achieve something, or all of their imposter syndromes to you. And you think to yourself, what would I say to them? I would encourage them. I would tell them how beautiful they are and how capable they are of this massive success and power and just ability to change the world around them. That's important as well, to have that same kind of conversation and that same kind of language with yourself, because so much of the time we are designed, because of our earthly ego, to, you know, give energy to that voice that we all have that wants to sort of talk down to us, or it wants to kind of control us. And so if we're able to see that for what it is and have an awareness, this beautiful awareness of what our ego is and how it serves us, then a major shift happens, because we understand that what's going on in our heads on that level is just not real. It's part of the construct of the human condition. And when we're able to rise above that, literally by going within, becoming still, rising above the fear, then we're able to access that all-knowing part of ourself, our higher self. And when we're in alignment with our higher self, that's when this beautiful guidance comes through to us. It's when we get those incredible, you know, million-dollar ideas when you're in the shower, because you're not focusing on anything else. You're in the moment. And that is how your higher self talks to you and speaks to you. So the more that we're able to recognize it for what it is and quiet down as much as we can that ego voice, then we're able to let our truest voice shine forth. And when we listen to the guidance of our truest voice, it's always a positive, uplifting, encouraging, supportive voice. When we lean in to that energy form, that's when we let go of the fear, because we're focusing on love and not on the opposite of love, which is fear.
I love this so much. And it makes me think of, there's a word that's really popular right now that I hate, and it's like grind. You have to grind, right? It just sounds, right? And so, and I think in reading your book and conversations we've had, I think about these people who, they're just grinding away, right? They get up every day and they're grinding away at, it's towards something they want. But I think that because this is just like a big aha that's happened in this conversation right now, I think that we make it harder on ourselves, the grind, because we haven't taken the time to go within to make sure that we are aligning with, you know, the vibration, the energy level, our truest self and our truest intentions, which we're going to talk about in just a minute, intentions. But if we don't do that, those things, if we don't take the time to, you know, set the intentions to connect with our truest, deepest truth and our most beautiful, imaginative, loving self, and open our heart to those spirit guides and ascended masters and all of that support, that loving support, if we don't do that, we're just grinding, like hitting our head against a brick wall, and it's slowing us down rather than enabling us to go at the pace and at the creative, blissful moments if we just get up and grind. Am I hitting it right here?
Yeah, you know, this goes back to this programming and even our influence around us of, you know, people saying that you have to work hard to be successful and to exist. And I always tell people, you know, we're not just here to work and pay bills and then die. That's not why we're here. We're here to connect. And so when one of the biggest things that Spirit tells me when I'm channeling is that they wished that they had taken more time out of their life to enjoy what was around them, not just to work, you know, and just to have that security of that financial part of ourselves, but to also connect, to appreciate, you know, something as subtle as like the sunrise or the sunset, you know, these glorious gifts that we have around us, and also the gifts too of connection. We truly are here to connect with each other on that soul level. And so, again, if we think about our lives in that term energetically of connection, then I really do believe that the other things that are outworldly, like, you know, the human conditioning part of ourselves, everything that we need always falls into place when we get out of the way. But when we try to work and we try to make success happen, we're always usually one step behind because we're not doing it with the proper intention. You know, the intention should always be of service to other people. And whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in the world, if you're a doctor, if you're a teacher, if you're an accountant, or if you're an artist, whatever you're doing, your intention is so important. And the more pure of the intention, the more security and the more peace that you will find around you in your waking life.
I love that. And I have gotten so clear on the word intention, just being intentional, setting intentions is everything in our life. And you write about it so beautifully in this book about how, you know, true intention is for everyone's highest good. It's not ego-based. It's not, you can't set, I mean, people do set bad intentions, right? I want someone to, you know, I want to really hurt this person or whatever. But that's not, there's no spiritual support for anything like that because that's not what we're here for. True intentions are for our greatest good and others' highest good. And that's when you get that connection and that flow and that spark that will, I talk about it with my clients, like when you're at the airport, and you got your big old heavy bag that you're toting and everything, and then you see that traveling sidewalk thing, right? If you get on that little sidewalk thing and you keep walking, you go so much faster and further. It feels like you're almost jumping off at the end. That's what it's like when you are in alignment with, you know, the universe or God or however you want to say it, with your spiritual guides, with your truest, most, you know, self-honoring intentions and your highest good. That's what it feels like. Does that sound true for you?
Yes. Our intention is one of our biggest superpowers while we're here because we are literally vibrating at what we're visualizing and what we're feeling internally. We're manifesting it. And so when you take stock of that and you take stock about, you know, just getting a little bit more present in your day, even from the moment that you wake up in the morning, you know, and kind of grasping at your energy that way and taking stock of it and tuning into it and then sort of giving your intention. Within giving our intention for whatever it is, to have a positive day, to have a successful day, to have a day of connection, when we're in that energy of intention, we are slingshotting our desires out to the universe, and they're coming back to us at a very rapid pace and speed. And the more that we do it in a diligent manner and consistently, then it becomes our go-to. So I can't tell you how many times a day I am myself going within, spending, you know, again, 10 to 20 seconds, it doesn't take that long, to really just be present and then kind of imprint energetically what I'm wanting to experience. And then that comes back to me usually the same day, if not very soon afterwards. So the same way that we, you know, people pray every day too. That's one way of setting an intention. If that feels, you know, right to you, it's basically just going within and going to your trust, going into that space within yourself that you know you are connected to something larger than yourself. And we all have the ability to go into that place together. So that's the first step. And it's so simple. It's so easy. It almost feels too easy to be true, but it's part of our spiritual fabric. We're supposed to be doing that because we are conscious creators, you know, living in this moment together.
I love that. I've been really kind of raising my thoughts up lately, and I think that we are co-creators with God, the universe. I say God, co-creating each day and each outcome. And you said something, I'm sure I read it in the book, about like you set your intention kind of like you go into your closet to figure out what you're going to wear today. It's like, what is my intention for today? What am I going to wear? And, of course, as a person who has a whole bedroom as a closet, that resonated with me because I like to figure out what I'm going to wear. And then in the book, you guys, everybody listening, Bill does such a good I can't even think of my words, a good job of, like, showing how these different concepts have shown up in his life or in the lives of people he knows or has worked with closely. And one of the things that you said really struck me, because you said that your business, the readings and the group work and leading into the workshops and the amazing things that you're doing really took off after you did special event for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And was that the one that I was at when my friend came through and talked to me, my friend Carolyn, in that big auditorium?
I'm trying to think back. You know, I'm remembering back. It was years ago, but I remember at the time there was more and more interest, and I was doing more and more group and public events. And then somebody reached out to me, Sydney, actually, and she had this idea, or maybe I'm confusing the person, but anyways, I did this event in Laguna Beach at the Laguna Beach Playhouse, and my intention was just to give back, you know, to have whoever showed up that evening to be able to experience spirit in this way. And so the word spread rapidly. Many, many people came out, and so much awareness and money was actually raised for LLS. And from my perspective, it was just so amazing, and it felt so good to give back that way. And on both levels, the word spread in both ways. And so my relationship with LLS continued to grow and expand from that moment back in 2011. It was, you know, a beautiful experience. But it goes back to, you know, again, paying it forward as well, or as I say, praying it forward in my book, because we all have the ability to do this for each other. And it doesn't have to just be monetarily with money. Whenever there's an energy exchange, the energy exchange could literally just be thinking good thoughts for somebody else or praying for somebody else, you know, or giving a positive message or compliment to somebody else. There's so many ways that we can pay it forward with our energy.
And I love doing all of those things. And it's so funny. You do those things. You think you're doing them for someone, but you're really doing them for yourself and for your own energy and highest intent. So everyone listening, I want you to go to wherever you buy books. I want you to buy this book. It's called Soul Searching, Tune Into Spirit and Awaken Your Inner Wisdom. But what I also want you to do is go to Bill's website. It is, Bill, what's your website?
It's just my name, BillPhillips.com.
And you guys, Phillips is PhillIPPS.com.
Yes.
And you can find out everything about private readings, group readings. He does wonderful, like, weekend workshops now for people to learn and to practice, to have an experience of putting some of these practices into their life, the meditations, the visualizations, and really feel it and do it. You know, because sometimes reading about it is one thing, and you read the meditation, and it's like, well, did I just do the meditation, or did I just read it? And so to go to one of his workshops, go to one of his retreats, where you get to actually experience it and put it into practice, is a wonderful way to amplify what he is teaching us through his writings and his wisdom. And so I also want to say, we have just about a minute left. I wanted to just to finish up by talking really quickly about how gratitude can transform our lives. I know we could talk about that for an hour, Bill, but what would you say as your final thing about how being in a vibration of gratitude changes everything?
You know, being in gratitude, it instantly raises our vibration. It puts us into a good mood, and it literally starts to attract the energy source back to us. And actually, it's one of my favorite chapters in Soul Searching is the exercise and the visualization on gratitude. It is contagious, and the more that you do it, it becomes like second nature, and it's amazing what we can achieve when we're grateful for something, because we're plugging into the present moment, we're pulling everything that we have into our orbit energetically, and we're sending it out to the universe, and we're receiving more of that vibration moment by moment. So our gratitude is our lifeline in this life, and it's what literally is innate in every single one of us. We all can be thankful for something. Even just saying the words thank you is good enough.
Oh, I love that. And you call it the gratitude frequency, which I love because you need to do, we learn to be in gratitude frequently and it raises our frequency. And then the more, what I've experienced is the more gratitude I have in my life, the more things come to me that I have to be grateful for. It's like this crazy, snowball effect. And it's the most wonderful thing. So, everyone, please go grab the book. Bill, you are just so special to me, and I'm so excited about your book. I can't wait to see you soon. And everyone, and thank you, really, Bill, for coming on the show again. Thanks to all of our listeners, too. And we have listeners around the world now in the U.S. and internationally because we're an international show. So after our show today, you can listen to Women Lead Radio, and you can listen to this show in particular on all subscription podcasts, specifically Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. We're quickly expanding to a daily radio show and podcast. So for now, we'll be back again for another live Women Lead Radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and also on Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It has been my sincere, sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful week. And please go out and have a grateful and intention-filled, lighthearted life.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.